Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Ooh, baby. Now that's how you allow everyone to enjoy the off day right there. Obviously, all those players, all those pitchers, the coaches, everyone in the organization. But I'm talking about you and I. Boy, if you're locked into this Royals team right now, I mean, this is the postseason. I know it's not even September, but this is the pre-playoffs, and the Royals crush the Chicago White Sox in the finale on the south side of Chicago, 12-1, the final score. Royals take the series from Chicago and keep pace with Seattle. Mariners won earlier this afternoon, so the Royals remain three games back at that final playoff spot. Three games back with 28 to play. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. The Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. And now we wait. You know, I say we can enjoy the off day, and I hope you do. And you know, most of you listening have, things to do and maybe people to see and projects you want to tackle, maybe. Not me. No, I live for this. All I think about is Royals baseball. So I don't know what I'm going to do Thursday morning, afternoon, or night. Well, I think a Missouri football game's on tomorrow night, so I guess I'll have that. There'll be some other baseball games. But man, I'm addicted to this right now. I don't know about you. To me, that's what I want to get into. We can dive into the game, but it was, again, a 12-1 beatdown. Royals offense now 17-0 this season when they're able to put 8 runs on the board. They did that and more, matching a season high, putting a dozen on this White Sox staff, and doing so all after the fifth inning. Royals held to one hit for the first four frames. They put 8 on the board in the fifth, 3 in the sixth, 1 more in the 8th, and that's how we arrive at this 11-run Royals victory. So we got to wait. I have to wait until Friday for another playoff game. The Detroit Tigers come to Kauffman Stadium Friday night for the first of 3. We're going to see Tarek Skubal in the finale coming up on Sunday. Seth Lugo and Chris Paddock going at it in the opener Friday night. I'm wondering if you're like me to where you're now, I mean, loving the routine, like addicted to the routine. Again, I understand it's likely different because this is my job and I'm lucky enough to stay locked in on a professional baseball team 24/7. But you know what I'm talking about. You know, you put in your 6, 8, 10, 12 hours at work. But you know when you get home, you're going to flip on the radio and listen to Stu and Jake and Denny, or flip on the television and watch Hud and Ryan LaFever bring you the play-by-play to where it's with you, right? Royals baseball, the reason why we all fell in love with baseball, especially on the Royal, or especially on the radio as kids. Yeah, you take it in the car with you, it's in the garage, you take it in the backyard. Seems like every time you need it, there's a baseball game there for you. I'm wondering if you're enjoying this. Now, we can dive into this game. If you just want to celebrate the fact that you just beat the living daylights out of the Chicago White Sox, that's fine. I'm happy to do that. Phone lines are open. 913-586-7965. Text line as well. 913-586-7965. But I bring this up, and it's kind of a callback to something I alluded to on the postgame show last night. But we wait all year. Some of you have been waiting decades for this. Listen, I know we had it last year, and we had it in 14 and 15 and partially in 2016. But if you're around my age, you know, mid-40s, 2013, 14, 15, that was the first time you really remember a legitimately good Royals baseball team in the second half of the season. Well, here we are again for the second straight year here in 2025, and the Royals are four games above 500. Four games above 500, three games out of a playoff spot. We got 4.5 weeks left of this season. Are you watching these games, listening to these games with hope and optimism, with dread? Are you watching it through your fingers? Are you watching it decked out in royal blue? That's what I want to know. And there isn't a wrong answer. If you're watching it on the edge of your seat, biting your fingernails, pulling your hair out, yeah, that's part of it. That's baseball. You know, my favorite quote was always, baseball will break your heart. It was designed to break your heart. The late Commissioner Bart Giamatti coined that phrase. So I'm wondering if you are indeed leaving your heart open to be broken, or if you're just enjoying the routine of late season baseball, and of course the Royals are still in it. Yeah, the Chiefs are starting up, coming up in a little over a week, but the Royals are still playing baseball. It's still baseball season. I'm wondering if you're enjoying this routine. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. As far as the game is concerned, man, it's pretty simple. Table setters and table clearers. Frazier, Izzy, Mike Yastrzemski set the table. Bobby, Vinny, Salvi clear the table. Royals haven't always had the table setters this season. They've had table clearers that, sure, disappointed at times. But now it seems as if you have a nice mix of both. And boy, were they on display tonight. 12-1, Royals win. Let's go to the phone calls. And we're going to start off with Greg in Kansas City. Greg, you're hitting leadoff tonight. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, how's it going? I'm really liking what I'm seeing from this offense so far. But I feel like Pietrangelo is not treating every single game like it's going to be for the playoffs. He's playing guys. He's been experimenting. I just feel like he needs to put his high-leverage guys in every high-leverage situation and not worry too much about the matchup. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't really know what you're talking about. I mean, is there an instance that you're, because it certainly wasn't tonight. There was no high-leverage tonight.
No, certainly not tonight. But last Thursday, leaving Estevez out, I felt like that wasn't a good decision.
Okay, so one bad decision in a week is what you're talking about.
And I'm not seeing guys like Yaz in the lineup every single day. The guy's hot.
Yeah, but the reason why he's hot is because they play him against every righty and give him a day off against lefties. So the only time you don't see him is when it's a lefty on the hill, which is, you know, once a week, twice a week maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also happy to
appreciate the phone call. Last Thursday, I'm looking at it. Carlos Estevez had a 1-2-3 ninth inning, picked up the save. Royals won the game. Yeah, you know. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Rob and Lee Summit. Rob, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Yeah, Vern, thanks for taking the call. I won't take up too much time. I just like the fight in the team, especially last night when it seemed like their back was against the wall. Since then, you know, they've scored 17 runs in the last 11 innings, I believe. Sucks the Mariners won tonight, but we got a big series versus Detroit and Seattle coming up. Now it feels like we kind of control our own destiny. And sucks I also can't listen or watch the game this weekend because I'll be up at the Ohio State-Texas game. But I just wanted to say, go Bucks, go Royals, Michigan sucks.
God bless it. What are you guys doing to me? How are you going to start the show like this? Royals win 12-1. Let's go to Lance in Overland Park. Lance, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, I'll save the day, Vern. I don't know what those guys were smoking.
No, that's all right. He's a Buckeye fan. He's a national champion. I got no problem with it. No, that was a fine call. I'm just a Michigan fan, so I felt attacked.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, I forgot you're yellow and blue.
It's maize, but okay.
Anyways, get back to the boys, man. You asked the question earlier, am I enjoying the routine? And you know what? I didn't realize I was in a routine of radio and baseball. And them just playing well makes it even better because I look forward to, you know, turning it on. I love listening to your pre and post game. And it's been hard to get involved in your new game, the Pitch Clock, lately because, you know, you got a lot more listeners. And I love what you do, man. I really appreciate it. And I love what the Royals are doing right now. You know, I really can't pick anything to talk about. Crazy about. I don't know what that first caller was talking about, but what do you think, man? I'll listen.
I'm excited. Yeah, it was a nice win tonight, but still a very daunting task ahead of the boys in blue. What do I think? I think the offense needs to become a bully. That's what I think. If the Royals are going to do this, if they're going to do anything but, let me put it this way. If they're going to get into the playoffs without, you know, falling ass backwards into the postseason, meaning, you know, if Seattle just gags from here on out, if the Royals are going to earn that final playoff spot, I think they need an aspect of this team to be dominant. And right now, I think the facet of this team best equipped to be that bully is the offense, especially when you factor in the likely addition of Jack Caglione next week. Now, there was a great conversation earlier today on Cody and Gold. They had the Royals general manager J.J. Piccolo on. Great back and forth about whether or not to call up Caglione on September 1st. I highly recommend you download, listen to that entire interview. The only way this team, in my opinion, doesn't bring Cags back next Tuesday is if they make some sort of a waiver claim, a la Tommy Pham last year, and maybe again it's Tommy Pham this year. Unless they bring in a right-handed bat off of waivers, Cags is going to be here, in my opinion, next Tuesday. So you add that type of prodigious power potential, let's say, you add that to the bench or the lineup, you're a better team. I don't know where else I should look. I know Ryan Burgert was impressive once again tonight. Six innings, one run on six hits. The 25-year-old rookie looks anything but like a rookie, right? His first quality starts as a big leaguer, his first win as a Royal. He struck out only three, walked a pair, but his ERA through his first five starts in Kansas City is 2.54. The guy, on average, is giving you 5 2/3 every time he takes the ball. And opponents are barely batting at the Mendoza line against him. Bergert and Waka, Cameron, Lorenzen, and Lugo. Do I think that's the type of rotation that says, boys, get on my back, I'm carrying us the rest of the way? Uh-uh, I don't. Last year's rotation, sure. Maybe come October the rotation can return to that form. Maybe Cole Reagans can return middle of September, be at full strength in October. Maybe. A bullpen with Estevez, with, you know, these high-leverage guys you talk about. I don't know if you've been paying attention, Greg. Lucas Erceg in the month of August has been your worst reliever. Statistically, your worst reliever. So your high-leverage guys have been lately John Schreiber, who's been outstanding, Carlos Estevez, who's been outstanding, leads Major League Baseball in saves, so I don't necessarily know what that guy was talking about of Q needs to use his relievers in a different fashion. But with all that said, and for as good as the bullpen has been of late since the All-Star break, I don't view the relievers as that bully on the block. I mean, it's tough for a relieving, it's tough for a bullpen to be the bully. You know, they were in 14 and 15, but again, that's one of the greatest bullpens this sport has ever seen. We're unlikely to ever see HDH ever again. Not just in Kansas City, but in Major League Baseball. You're unlikely to see a three-headed monster that dominating for that long. So bullpen, rotation, I don't see it. Defense, base running, uh-uh. So to me, the only way you're going to be able to impose your will on the opposition is by banging. Royals certainly did that tonight. They put 12 on the board. Mike Yastrzemski hits a three-run home run. Salvador Perez opened the scoring and tied the game up with a solo blast in the fifth. Royals are now 27-5 when they hit multiple home runs. So what do I think? I think it's a daunting task ahead of this team. I would not bet on them to pull it off, but they most certainly can. And I think the avenue to doing it is going to be paved by the offense. That path is going to be cleared by the bats. Royals win 12-1. Let's go back to the phone calls. Let's go to Kathy out in Los Angeles. Kathy, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead. Kathy, go ahead. I think we lost Kathy. She's probably still bumming. Yeah, I think she's still bummed out about the Padres. Padres had a chance, tying run 90 feet away in the ninth inning, but the boys could not come through, could not help the Royals out today. Padres fall in Seattle. Royals win in Chicago. 12-1 the final score. We'll take a very quick timeout. Get back to your phone calls after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
And the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a liner to left field. That's down for a hit. It's going to roll to the corner. Here will come Vinny around third to score. Garcia coming around third as well. Salvi drives in two more, and the Royals lead it 7-1. A seven-run inning. Salvi has driven in three of the seven in this fifth.
And they weren't done. Steve Stewart on the call, last heard here on 96.5 The Fan, an eight-run fifth inning. Normally does the trick, and it certainly did tonight. Royals take the finale in Chicago. They win the rubber game. Royals have now won six of their last seven rubber games. They take tonight's, again, by a final score. Royals 12, the last place White Sox 1. Royals are four games above 500, three shy of the Mariners for that final playoff spot in the American League. Salvi tonight, 2-for-4, 3 RBI, both hits, and all 3 RBIs come in that 8-run fifth inning. Salvi now has 32 doubles on the season. That's top 10 in Major League Baseball. It's a career high for Salvi, those 32 doubles. And it moved him past Amos Otis on the Royals' all-time extra base hit leaderboard. Salvi is now one away from matching Frank White for third most in Royals franchise history. Salvi's tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game, well, for a number of reasons. Thought he caught his tail off, and I think he's been doing a bang-up job framing of late, especially since the departure. Now, maybe I'm not as locked in, or excuse me, maybe I'm more locked in on Salvi's framing than I was before Freddie's departure. But I feel as if it's gotten even sharper for Salvi here in the month of August. At least when he's sharp, when he's feeling right. Salvi, one of five Royals to collect multiple hits tonight. Royals have 16 knocks on the night. Izzy, Massey, Adam Frazier, Salvi, Bobby, and Mike Yastrzemski all with multi-hit performances. So there were plenty of options. Ryan Burgert could have easily been named the Guaranteed Foods player of the game, but I'm going to go with Salvi because Burgert gives up that two-out home run to Andrew Benintendi in the bottom of the fourth inning. Now, I'm not concerned about Burgert's tightening up, panicking, or flinching. If there's anything that has stood out about this rookie right-hander, it's how very laconic he is out there on the mound, where you just have no idea. And if you've heard him talk, that's who he is away from the diamond as well. Not getting too high. He says he's not getting too low, but he always just is kind of flatlining over there. Burgert's first career complete, or excuse me, first career quality starts is worthy of the Player of the Game award. But I think it goes to Salvi, because after that home run in the bottom of the fourth, Salvi does not allow anyone to hang their head. Top of the fifth inning, second pitch he sees. He swats an elevated fastball to the opposite field, 396 feet. His 23rd home run of the season, and ties the game up just like that. So everyone can kind of breathe. Now keep in mind, the opener of this three-game series against the White Sox, the Royals had one hit until the ninth inning. Yesterday, Tuesday's game in Chicago, the Royals had one hit until the eighth inning. And today, tonight, the Royals had one hit going into that fifth inning. So there could have easily been some thought of here we go again permeating inside that dugout. But Salvi makes sure it doesn't last. Salvi ties the game up with that home run, and then it's on. And then it is on. Adam Frazier gets a elevated heater. He shoots it to the opposite field. Kyle Isbell strokes a 2-2 sinker in the middle of the plate. He roasts it out to right center field. A four-pitch walk to Mike Yastrzemski loads the bases. Bases loaded, two outs for Bobby Witt Jr., a 1-1 game. Bobby, we need you here. He shoots a 1-2 cutter at the top of the zone. Kind of tomahawks it to the opposite field, and two runs come in to score. Bobby puts the boys up 3-1. That turns out to be the game-winning hit. It's Bobby's 16th straight game with a knock. He's batting .397 across this 16-game hitting streak. His second 16-game hitting streak of the season. He's the third player in Royals history to have multiple 16-game hitting streaks in the course of one season. And he's the first big leaguer to do it since Trey Turner back in 2022. So Salvi started off that inning. Bobby put the boys ahead for what turns out to be for good. Vinny drives in two. Salvi drives in two more. And then Adam Frazier plates the eighth and final run of that fifth inning. Salvi starts it and darn near closes it in that fifth frame. And that earns him tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. For being named Player of the Game, Salvi will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. It'll include shrimp cocktail, a gourmet filet mignon, twice-baked potato with cheddar cheese, asparagus, and two slices of gourmet turtle cheesecake for dessert. It'll all be delivered to the Perez's home from Guaranteed Foods. Congratulations again to the captain, Salvador Perez, our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Career home run number 296 for the captain. And you can do the math. That puts him just four shy of 300 for his Hall of Fame career. 15 away from matching Hall of Famer Pudge Rodriguez for the seventh most homers by a catcher in baseball history. And Salvi's now 21 shy of matching George Brett for the Royals' all-time franchise record. Salvi won half of tonight's victorious battery. The other half, the winning pitcher, Ryan Burgert, after the game, received the on-field Joel Goldberg treatment on FanDuel Sports Network.
We're watching Bobby try to toss the ball over net to the fans, and he's 0 for 2. It's like the only thing he's ever missed on before. All right, he's going to try again, but we'll talk to Ryan Burgert. Congratulations, first win as a Royal. What does this night mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, it was great. You know, I wish I could have went deeper in the game, you know, considering the score, but, you know, to go six, finally got a quality start, it was great.
You had a hero's welcome when you walked in, and more hugs than I think I've ever seen for a pitcher, which tells me that you've gotten really comfortable with these guys. They've been comfortable with you. What was that moment like?
Yeah, it was cool. You know, they've been giving me a hard time the last few starts, going 5 2/3, couldn't get past the six. So they're all just excited for me to finally do it. So was I.
Almost all of your starts, but one on the road. The first one at Fenway Park, your first time there, you were as calm as can be. You've been pretty steady just every single time, too. What has the process been like for you adjusting to this new team? Luke Maley, Salvador Perez the last couple times.
Yeah, I mean, I just coming in here and, you know, I have my own routine that I kind of do. And then just, you know, working with the staff and trying to figure out, like, things to improve on and, you know, just trying to pick everyone's brain, trying to learn how to get better and just taking it day by day. It's been great.
I know as a pitcher, you'll take a few runs of support. 4 or 5 will be nice. But when you get 11 or 12 like this, and it happened quickly, too, just like we saw last night. What are you thinking as you're watching all that?
I mean, it was really fun, you know. It was really cool to watch. Just the dugout gets electric and everyone's into the game and giving a lot of high fives out. It's really fun.
Great job once again. You've been deserving of the win multiple times. Congrats on the first. Many more to come.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
There you go. Ryan Burgert after the game with Joel Goldberg on FanDuel Sports Network. They're talking about the season high 8-run fifth inning. That's more runs of support in that inning than Burgert had received in his previous 4 starts combined. He's now 1-1 as a Royal, 6 innings of 1-run baseball, and the boys pick up a series-clinching victory on the south side of Chicago. 12-1, the final score. Royals have now won 14 of the last 16 series finales. 913-586-7965. My game notes following this 11-run Royals victory. My game notes are brought to you by Jays South Lanteau. Be in the know and call Jays South Lanteau. All right, let's go to the text line. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Katie in North Carolina writes in, Vern, I blame this win on the players' fantasy football draft. Do you think George Brett would have gotten that crazy back in the day after a win and a night off? Vern, if the boys decide to have a Dungeons and Dragons tournament on the day off, look out. Signed Katie in North Carolina with the tongue firmly planted in the cheek. I love it. For those not picking up on what Katie's dropping there, following the finale in Detroit on Sunday, Royals fly to Chicago and have their fantasy football draft at the Windy City, or in the Windy City. Right, night off, Chicago in the summer, might not be a better city in the country. Royals then show up Monday night at, 6:40 first pitch, and they get worked over. They lose 7-0 as Shane Smith just carves them up. And on the postgame show on Monday, people were frustrated that, you know, what are these guys doing having a fantasy football draft? They were distracted by the fantasy football draft. That's why they were shut out by a guy who was just pounding the zone. Right? Shane Smith was ahead of every hitter. He was on his game. But no, nobody wanted to hear that. It was the fantasy football draft. Katie brings up a great point. What do you guys think George Brett did back in the day? How do you think he enjoyed his first night in Chicago? It wasn't a fantasy football draft. I promise you, it was so much cooler than that. Katie, it's a great point. Always nice hearing from you. If you missed Matt Quatrero's interview earlier today with Fesco and Dusty, they touch on the fantasy football and the hubbub. I don't even think you could call it hubbub. You got to take a listen to this. Here's Q earlier this morning with Fesco and Dusty.
I'm not sure. I didn't know that people were mad that they had a fantasy draft.
No, I'll give you the text line. You can look at it at your leisure sometime.
Oh, okay.
Please don't. Please don't.
Especially after y'all lose a game. It was the fantasy draft's fault that you lost on Monday, according to one gentleman on the text line.
Well, I mean, it can't be proven that it wasn't, so we can go with that.
Hey,
are you in the fantasy draft?
I am not. The first year they asked me if I wanted to be in it, I said yes. Then they got enough people, so they booted me before it even started. Now they don't even ask anymore.
That is the most Matt Quatrero answer. What we heard earlier when he says, it can't be proven that it didn't affect him. That is the pragmatist that is leading your Royals to a record now 4 games above 500, looking to become the first Royals manager in a decade to have back-to-back winning seasons. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965, the Peterson & Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait, call the 8s or visit petersonlawfirm.com. And don't forget, Q joins Fesco and Dusty each and every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. right here on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5, The Fan. All right, text line is always there for you. The phone lines are open as well. 913-586-7965. From the 816, hey, Vern, Mike Yastrzemski has now made two fans money with a sixth-inning home run. That's a stat. Is that right? Okay, yeah. Do they not do it on the radio anymore? I feel like I don't hear the Sonic Slam. Maybe I'm just zoned out. Maybe Sonic bailed. I'm not sure, but yeah, way to go, Mike Yastrzemski. A three-run home run in the sixth inning. Turn this one into a blowout, into a laugher. Three-run home run for Yaz in the sixth. Makes it 11-1 Royals. Yastrzemski's sixth home run since joining the Royals. If you look at his numbers just since Q moved him to the leadoff spot, he's played in 16 games as the Royals' leadoff hitter. He scored 15 runs in those 16 games. He has as many walks as strikeouts. In fact, he has more walks than strikeouts in those 16 games. And he has an OPS north of 1,000. So he's been a superstar. So you have Mike Yastrzemski with an OPS north of 1,000 hitting leadoff. You have Bobby Witt Jr., who statistically has been one of the five best players on the planet. Vinny Pasquantino, who now has 94 RBIs, that's top 10 in the sport. Mikel Garcia, who's been one of the 20 best players in the sport this season, according to Fangraphs. And then a future Hall of Famer in Salvador Perez hitting fifth. That's a pretty strong 1-5. And again, if you can get Jack Caglione to come back and be a weapon, whether it's an everyday weapon, it's a only facing righties weapon, or it's a bat off the bench. The offense, to me, is the avenue to becoming a bully. Royals certainly bullied the White Sox tonight. 12-1, the final score. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. We'll get back to your thoughts right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
And the righty deals. And a swing. Fly ball the other way. Right field. Back goes the right fielder looking up. And that's an opposite field homer for Salvador Perez. He ties the game 1-1. He goes oppo with his 23rd homer of the year. He just swatted that thing over the fence in right center.
Yes, he did, Stu. Steve Stewart on the call. Salvador Perez tying the game up to lead off the top of the fifth inning. 1-1 after that, the 296th homer of Salvi's Hall of Fame career. And I think, actually, the more I think about it, I'm not sure. I was going to say that home run that, you know, evened the game up and to me allowed the boys to exhale and, you know, it's one of the reasons why Salvi was tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. And I was going to say that was such a big swing from Sal that it was the MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. But boy, that two-out, two-run, game-winning, opposite field single from Bobby Witt Jr. later on in that fifth inning. Boy, do I go with Bobby Witt Jr.? Do we say it's Salvi? I'm interested in your thoughts. Apparently, we're having some issues with the phones. So you're going to have to let me know on the text line. 913-586-7965. Salvi ties it up. But Bobby comes up with the bases loaded and two outs and falls behind 1-2, but is able to take that elevated cutter to the opposite field to drive into to put the Royals up 3-1. They would go on to win 12-1. So it seems like even if Bob didn't get the job done there in the fifth, somebody would have later on, but you never know. You never know. I'll let you decide. Let me know on the text line, what was the play of the game? Was it Salvi tying it up? Was it Bobby putting the boys ahead for good? Bobby now hitting .397 across his 16-game hitting streak. Bobby, the third big leaguer this season to reach 155 base hits. So you decide what was tonight's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. Brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Royals, for the first time since May 25th, that's more than 3 months ago, right? It's the 27th of August. Yeah, 3 months ago, more than 3 months since the Royals last had a positive run differential. Huh? Following tonight's 11-run victory, the Royals' run differential for the season is now plus +2. That statistic, courtesy of Nick Cappell of the Kansas City Royals. All right, so we'll get back to the Peterson and Associates phone lines if we can get the phone lines to work properly. But if not, that's why we have the text line. Let's take a look. This is from our guy, Raj in the Ozarks. Vern, the Royals are 30-41 against teams with a winning record. That's got to change down the stretch. Yeah, Rod, you're right. I hear CDOT bring that statistic up all the time. Honestly, who cares? And I don't care. Now, yes, they're going to have to beat good teams to get to the playoffs over the course of these final 28. But everything that's happened over the first 134 games really doesn't matter anymore. What really doesn't matter is what happened before August. You know, before Yaz and Grichuk and Frazier showed up. I don't really care to talk about that team because this team is completely different. Well, yeah, you have Detroit coming up. But then the Angels, the Twins. I mean, are the Guardians going to be a winning team when you face them for four in Cleveland? I don't know. So, yeah, I don't care. And I don't think you should really care either. Every game from here on out is massive. Now, those three against Seattle might be bigger than the rest. But all 28 are pre-playoff games. Good team, bad team, it doesn't matter. And shoot, for those of you that say we should keep our eye on Houston, remember, Royals and Houston split the season series. So that tiebreaker is going to come down to how do you fare in your division? So tonight's game was huge, right? It's a division foe, the White Sox. The better you do against the Twins and the Tigers and the White Sox and the Guardians, that could be the difference in what earns you a tiebreaker at the end of the season, might earn you that final playoff spot. Royals are 15-10 since the trade deadline. 15-10 here in August, with 9 of those 15 wins being come-from-behind victories. We go back to the text line, 913-586-7965. The 785 is dreaming about a sweep of the Detroit Tigers coming up this weekend. Yeah, I think that's fair. In that it's a dream. It's fair to dream about it. It's a possibility. Dreams do come true. Royals have already beaten Tarek Skubal twice this season. They'll face him on Sunday as he squares off with Michael Wacha. Jack Flaherty goes on Saturday and Chris Paddock on Friday. Back to the text line. From the 816, Vern, the Royals offense has scored the fourth most runs since the All-Star break. Shout out Alex Zumwalt. Well, a little love for the hitting coach. Well, Royals must have won. And won big, and they did. They won by 11. 12-1 the final score. Alex Zumwalt's name has been mentioned maybe... That might be the third time all season after a win. And I mean, saying his name. You know, hitting coach is often thrown out there. Y'all know his name when the offense stinks. But when the offense is averaging more than 5 runs a game like it is and has since the All-Star break, I'm just not hearing Alex Zumwalt's name enough. I like it, though. Few more from the text line. 913-586-7965. From the 816, it's a big win for the boys, Vern. Gives the high leverage guys a day off. Honestly, I might try to give John Schreiber Friday off, as I'm afraid that Warrior's arm is about to fall off. Yeah, the only arms used tonight after Ryan Burgert, Jonathan Bolin, Angel Zerpa, and Daniel Lynch. The three of them each throwing an inning, and they combined to throw 3 innings of one-hit relief. Royals win. They're now 4 games above 500. And boy, does this rotation step up in the big games. Or at least it has of late. Royals starters have allowed 2 runs or less in 9 straight series-deciding games. That's what tonight was, and Ryan Burgert certainly stepped up. 6 innings of one-run baseball. What else do we have from the text line? From the 913, this is Vinny in Raytown. Says he's going to a game coming up on the upcoming homestand, and he's got some love for Mike Yastrzemski. I think everybody should have some love for Mike Yastrzemski. You look at what this guy has done. I mean, he showed up right at the deadline, so everything that we talk about in the month of August is basically when Mike Yastrzemski showed up. 913-586-7965. Cade in Kansas City writing in to say the Royals balled out today. He's hoping they can get a sweep as well. Wow, all right, guys. We're talking about a sweep. And I hate to do this, but I got to go back to the open of the show. Should fall in love with the routine. Rather than looking at the series and looking at the upcoming week and looking at the upcoming homestand, just go game by game, because every game is a playoff game, right? And when you're getting ready for the playoffs, well, I don't know. I don't know how you do it. But when I'm preparing for a postseason series, all I want to talk about is game one. the pitching matchup for game one, getting the upper hand in game one. I'm not saying, all right, I want to win this thing in five. No, I just want to get to four wins before they get to four wins. That's how I'm viewing these final 28. Every game is a playoff game because, for all intents and purposes, it is a playoff game. Today was a playoff game. Royals knew going into the game today that the Mariners had already won. And if they would have lost, they'd be four back with 28 to play. Look, it's daunting, three games back. So I could only imagine the tenor of the fan base, the tenor of the city going into Thursday's off day if the Royals would have dropped this one today to fall four games back. And I'm listening to all the shows talk about how Tuesday's Game 2 victory was a season saver. Well, then what was tonight? No, what's Friday? What's Saturday? What's the Waka Scuba matchup coming up on Sunday? They're all huge. There are no season savers when you have 28 to go, you're three back, and you still have three with the team that you're three back of. All right, Mariners coming to Kauffman Stadium in about 2.5 weeks from now. All right, let's squeeze in a few more from the text line before we get out of here. Mike in the Northland loving on Salvador Perez as he continues to climb the ranks, tracking down everybody in just about every single facet. Tonight he passed Mike Sweeney on the all-time run scored leaderboard in Royals franchise history. Salvi now stands alone, seventh most run scored in Royals history. Appreciate you listening. 913-586-7965. Guy in Gladstone pointing out how everything in Ohio sucks. I mean, he says a bunch of other things, and it goes back to a previous caller, but really the gist of his text is everything in Ohio sucks. Wrong night to say that, I guess, because Ryan Burkert is a Canton, Ohio native. Okay, so maybe outside of Ryan Burkert, everything from the Buckeye states. Well, I don't want to say it sucks, but it pales in comparison to Michigan, right? From the 913, Vern, you know why this team is fun to watch? Because there are no longer several automatic outs in the lineup. Yeah, I agree. But I would say only one of those spots has been removed. Meaning, in the first half of the season, I would look at the lineup and go, 7 and 8, automatic outs right there. I think they've replaced one of those guys. You know, Jonathan India dropping in the lineup has replaced one of those guys. And let's remember, Jonathan India for quite a while was an automatic out. You know, Michael Massey hasn't proven to be anything other than an automatic out. I mean, by your definition, of course, nobody, you know, John Rave, Nick Lofton, these guys weren't and aren't automatic outs, but I know what you're talking about. Someone that walks to the plate and you don't necessarily say, all right, let's stay glued to this AB. But India's picked it up when moved down the lineup. No doubt Yastrzemski and Frazier bring you a much better AB, a much more professional plate appearance. But let's also acknowledge that Kyle Isbell's been on an absolute heater in the second half of the season. Izzy's batting .320 since the All-Star break, with an OPS near 800. Now, he was good early. He wasn't that. So we've also seen improvement, not only on the roster, but with guys that were a part of that very disappointing first half of the season offensively. Thanks for the phone call. Rally Mantis is hoping the boys have a happy flight back to Kansas City. You know they will. Kelly in Smithville's hoping that tonight's big offensive output doesn't lead to a goose egg on Friday night. I'm with you, Kelly. Friday night, by the way, it's Seth Lugo on the hill for the good guys. He goes opposite fellow right-hander Chris Paddock. It's a 7:10 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning live from Kauffman Stadium Friday night at 6 o'clock. So So if you are heading out to the game Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday against the Angels, or the following weekend against the Minnesota Twins, if you get time, swing by the booth. Either just wave at me, you can flick me off, or you can stop by and we can chat a little bit. It's right there on the main concourse, right across from the Diamond Club. Swing by if you can. Hey, JT Noah, great job back at the studio. Kansas City, I appreciate you listening. Royals win 12-1. Enjoy the off day. We're back to the routine coming up on Friday. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.